weary and pilgrim, we stand in great need of prayer this morning. God graciously gave me a message not too long ago. And you brethren that were elected for next year, you'll experience maybe different thoughts between now and then. But by the grace of God, he will see you through. And we have a message this morning that I believe we all stand in need of. A few weeks ago, the Lord redirected me from what he laid upon my heart 12 months ago. And this most recent message is entitled, Finding Favor in the Sight of the Lord. Now, I believe this morning that we all stand in need of the favor of the Lord. Whoever we are, if there's one here and lost, knowing not God unto salvation, he stands in great need, the favor of God. We that are God's children, because of the trials and the troubles and the tribulations in this life, we stand in great need of the favor of God. The reason for that, I tried to, and as time progresses, we try to put so much into a message. Sometimes we find ourselves trying to outrun God. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to outrun God. I want to try to deliver unto you just that which God would have me to deliver this day. Please pray for me. The book of Romans declares unto us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We know this, but the Bible reminds us each time that we read that. We're told in just a chapter or two later that wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. We find over in the Corinthian letter this morning that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So in this morning, we see the great need. I see a great need here for all mankind. And this includes us that are assembled here at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church this morning. I believe this message is unto us as well as it is to the world. A great need. The how, the why, the purpose or the conclusion that we need to let our light shine. The need that we have, that we need to come into favor with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How we have seen it demonstrated this day, yesterday, and if we're here tomorrow, we'll see it, the need of it, tomorrow. So, God, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon me as I try to deliver this message. As I began to try to read and study and meditate upon this, I began to ask, Who is it that needs the Lord the most? And I could not come to a conclusion of who needs Him the most. Because we're all equal. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because it's been imputed in us because of the Adam nature, that we are of the Adam nature, and that we need a Savior. And thanks be unto God that He sent His only begotten Son, that we could have everlasting life through Him. Brother Small, you said a little while ago that you were so nervous this morning. That you were so nervous. Seemingly today, I've never remember having seen you in a nervous condition. But you know, this morning I'm nervous standing before you and a holy God that I desire from the depths of my soul, that I want to bring unto you the very message that the God in heaven would have delivered unto this body of people, unto this association. We have many lost around about this community and our families and throughout the world, and we need to let the light shine because the scripture that we read there, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them which are lost there. And the multitude this day and age is lost just as it was in the days of old. As we read the book of Acts in the early church, we find that there was many believers, but yet there were so many unbelievers of the Gentile and of the Jew by nationality. There were so many unbelievers. And today, my friend, it has not changed. There's so many unbelievers. We need to conduct ourselves and have the attitude and the disposition, my friend, from time to time, that we can be a servant, a vessel unto the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which would bring honor and glory unto His name. And we have some people in the Old Testament that we want to share unto you this morning, how they come in favor with the Lord there, and how He dealt with them, my friend. And we have some in the New Testament that we want to share with you, but our mind was first sent to a great instrument of God by the name of Samuel there. You know, he was desired by his mother there. She wanted to bring forth a child there. And the scripture says in the second chapter and the 26th verse, and the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men there. We know that how he came in favor there with the both. How did he do that there? We know that even prior to that time that this scripture is having reference to that he was ministering unto the Lord. How his father came there. His father came and made sacrifice, my friend, to the God of heaven there, and before Eli there in the temple there, in the tabernacle there. And we find that his father witnessed him. It's recorded in the chapter prior there. How his father witnessed on my friend, his son there. Ministering unto the Lord there. And we find there that it's important, just as Samuel ministered unto the Lord at a young age there and through his adulthood, my friend, we too must minister and serve the Lord with our whole heart there. We cannot, this is not a game. This is a serious thing that we need to be about our Father's business there, delivering and following our conscience there. The Holy Spirit, is it guided and directs us, my friend. We need to follow the Spirit of God because Samuel was promised there. He was lent there by Hannah unto the Lord there. He was lent unto her, him forever there. The mother said this was something that she wanted him to do there. He was lent unto the Lord forever more, my friend, there. And he went through his life, and you remember later how he became a prophet there because of the disobedience there of Eli and his sons there. My friend, we find trouble ahead when we're disobedient unto the Lord there, when we fail to carry out the truths of God there. We can read and find witness of that there in the very life of Eli himself and of his sons there, my friend. It tells their names and the circumstances that they was involved in. We find that today. I believe as we look around, we find ourselves, my friend, oftentimes times they're failing to serve and minister unto the Lord God of heaven as we ought to. I would encourage you today, and we need to take advice from God's word there, how we need to serve and minister unto the Lord God of heaven as he guides and directs our hearts, my friend. So we find here, and we know that as he grew there, he continued to wait and serve the Lord with his whole heart there. And we can find in the book of Daniel over here. I want us to go to another one here in the book of Daniel there, one of the prophets there. And one thing that caught my attention there is Daniel. We know who he was. We know basically where he come from if we've been studying the word of God. But I noticed Daniel purposed in his heart there. He purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat and bread and so forth there. But I want us to notice the words he purposed in his heart, that he would not defile himself. Dear friends, I love you today, and I love your families there. God placed a love in my heart when he saved my soul, and there's a great concern and need there that we need to be a shining light, a burning light there, and we don't need to have it under a bushel, but we need to purpose in our heart that we would not defile the Lord God of heaven and kill our influence there. We need to serve the Lord with our whole heart. But the Daniel there purposed in the first chapter and the eighth verse there that he would not defile himself, my friend. We need to be cautious about our daily activities there, because the old devil himself there is running around. He's trying to put thoughts in our heads there. There's thoughts that enter into each of our heads and hearts, my friend, the devil is planting seed there. We need to be careful, cautious there, and adhere close to the Lord God of heaven and the Holy Spirit of God, that we not be found there participating in the things there of the world, but that we be vessels, Lord, that would bring honor and glory to the Lord God of heaven there. So he's purposed in his heart not to defile himself there. We know Daniel there. He was the one there. We find here because of his actions there, the actions of Daniel there, his concern, his dedication, my friend. We find in just a few chapters later there how that he developed there an excellent spirit there. That's what we want as God's children today. We want to have that excellent spirit. We want to, every time that we stand as a mouthpiece, every time we visit the sick, every time we go to render compassion to our brothers and sisters, or speak to the lost, we desire there that we can have an excellent spirit, that we being led by the Spirit of God there be a vessel that bring honor and glory. My friend David there, or Daniel, excuse me, Daniel developed that, my friend, because why? Because he desired, he purposed in his heart. This was not just an occasional thing. I believe Daniel did this every day of his life, my friend. I believe Samuel did this every day of his life there, from a child as he was delivered there from his mother there, after she weaned him there. I believe she tried to teach him. She believed in God. This lady Hannah, she believed in God. She trusted in God. She witnessed the miracle of God in the delivering of her son Samuel there. She witness this there, my friend. So the Spirit and the power of God and the miracles of God was no stranger unto her, and it was no stranger unto Daniel here, because my friend there, that he strived day and night, I believe, to serve the Lord. And we have recorded in God's holy word here the situations that come forth there, and he had that excellent spirit. And you and I both desire that. We want the world to have that. But that old enemy, that roaring lion, is striving, and he's reaching out, and he's trying to tear down each and every one of us there. He's culling none. He doesn't cull. He doesn't cull the one in bondage. He doesn't cull the one in high places. He's after us all there.
Amen.
So he's striving there. And let's consider just a moment here about another one here that I want to tell you about that found favor in the Lord there. Found favor in the Lord. Her name is Mary. Mary. Luke recorded. And then the sixth month, it's in chapter 1, verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. I don't know what kind of life she was living, but the angel of the Lord came and proclaimed, Thou art highly favored. I tell you what a great honor it is to be highly favored in the very presence of God and His angels. And you know, Brother Smith, we desire to be highly favored. I'd like to be highly favored among mankind. I'd like for people at the workplace to look upon me in great favor there. I'd like for all my church brothers and sisters to look upon me in great favor. But above all, I want the Lord God of heaven to look upon me in great favor there. I want to be that vessel there. Not polluted, but that would bring honor and glory to the Lord. So the angel there pronounced unto her that she was highly favored, and blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at this saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. So she wondered about this, but I'll tell you, I believe that she was dedicated. She was a young virgin. I don't know how old she was, but I believe she had spent her life trying to serve the Lord and do that which was right, my friend. And the Lord God of heaven chose her to bring forth this man called Jesus. So what a great honor and privilege it is there. As we look around and consider that, we think just a little while about other characters in the Bible there. I think about old Joseph there in the long ago, back in the 39th chapter of Genesis. We find that he was highly favored there. You know how that so many there he was pleasant. He was pleasing unto the Lord, but yet he was cast away by his brethren because of jealousy, because of selfishness, greed, because of that old roaring lion. Satan got involved there in their hearts and their lives. There they cast him in. God permitted this to happen for what? A purpose and a reason. God permitted this to happen. You know, God has all power in heaven and in earth. Amen. God permitted that to happen for a purpose and a reason. We see the strengthening as we look toward the conclusion of Joseph and his life there, his brethren there. You remember how he was sold and he went down into Egypt there. He was cast in prison. Temptations was put before him. Things brought before him there. We remember Pulitzer's wife there, that how she tried to get him in trouble there. But we find that what? We find that Joseph was in favor with the Lord there. And God had granted him favor there, not only among in the presence of God, but even among men. We remember how Pharaoh there and the keeper of the prison there, they found favor in him, my friend. It's good to have favor in the brethren that you can have a great influence upon there. We need to strive to do that. In the sight of the Lord, where do we stand, my friend? God is a righteous judge, and He's going to judge each and every one of us. Do we have a ways to go yet? Have we got something done? If we were to close our eyes in death this day, my friend, would as we close our eyes, would we look around and begin to evaluate what have we failed to do? What have I left undone there? I believe all of us would find ourselves, my friend, short there. So we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But praise be unto God, because of this one man, Jesus, there came, my friend, that we could have eternal life, that we could have hope there. How do we do that? I mentioned in the beginning, finding favor in the sight of the Lord. How do we find favor in the sight of the Lord? I believe by observance, my friend, is one of the ways that we find favor in the sight of the Lord, my friend. Observe the things He teaches us. Observe His commandments and His laws, my friend. And what does He talk about? He talks about forgiveness, my friend. He talks about responsibility. He talks about dedication, my friend. He talks about following me, speaking of Himself there. And that's what He told the disciples, my friend, the apostles, as He called them out. Follow me. You remember how they forsook their nets, they forsook their families, they forsook everything, and they followed the Lord there. That's what we need to do there. Yes, we have duties. He teaches us duties also for our families and for our communities, for the lost and so forth. But he said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost there. And he talked about this God of this world there in the Corinthian letter that we read two or three verses of there, the Corinthian letter there, speaking of Satan himself there. But you know, God is, as the light of this world, he has overcome that through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, my friend. By the obedience of one man, we could come to everlasting life. So in the sight of the Lord, where do we stand? Where does the one stand that we associate with so regularly, whether it be our spouse, our workmate, family member? Where do they stand? Do we edify the Lord? We need to edify the Lord. We need to edify his church. We need to edify the teachings that he teaches us there. Judgment is coming. And we're all going out into eternity. Some to everlasting life, some to everlasting damnation. We need to strive to do that which God would have us to do.
Amen.
If we would do that, I believe that the Lord God of heaven would bring forth more blessings upon our lives. This nation as we see it, needs the favor of the Lord.
Amen.
Does it want it as a whole? No, as a whole it does not. But there's many of us that do want it.
Amen.
We want what's best.
That's right.
In the sight of God, we want what's best. So things, in some measure, has not changed. In some ways, it has not changed. It's because of us, God's children. The familiar passage in Chronicles 7:10. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then would I hear from heaven and I would heal their land. You know, he has a storehouse of blessings, and they are waiting. He's wanting to just drop them all down upon us. But you know, he gave us guidelines to go by. Just as he gave Noah guidelines in building the ark, He gives unto us through the Holy Spirit of God guidelines. Now, he expects us to follow them.
Amen.
And if we're going to be well favored, we're going to follow them. We're going to do our best to follow them if we're going to be well favored. Samuel was one that was well favored, trying to follow and minister and serve the Lord God of heaven and his table, his tabernacle there. Where the Ark of the Covenant was. These things was precious to him. What's the Word of God to us? Is it precious to us? It's the most
Amen.
Precious thing that I possess, that
Amen.
Word that lives in my heart. It's most precious. So we need to serve and minister and cater to the Word of God, the Spirit of God that lives in our heart. Daniel being the same way there. He was highly and well favored there. He denied and he rejected old Nebuchadnezzar there in some ways. He denied and it purposed in his heart there. I believe that purposed simply means that he desired there. He desired in his heart to not defile himself there. I know the examples given there having reference to physical food there. But you know, we can defile our hearts. We can defile ourselves many ways.
Amen.
Now, do we do that? Some of us have a good appetite. Some of us have other problems. I have many problems. So it's a battle day by day. Day in and day out, it's a battle. So I need to purpose in my heart not to defile myself and stand on the Word of God. Mary, I can only imagine the things that she was doing in her young life there, but she was well favored there. Lots of temptations. And people today have lots of temptations possibly in their lives. I believe we all do. But Mary stood the test. I believe she was obedient to the teachings of God. Her ancestors had taught her, her father and her mother had taught her there the things that she ought to do and ought not to do. And I believe that she stood the test and she was found highly favored there, just as Joseph was. God bless you is my prayer. I hope and trust that we together can focus and maybe in our future, what future life remains for us, that each one of us can seek after and strive for to be highly favored in the sight of the Lord. Because I want us each one to prosper. I desire that we prosper. You know, we want to prosper lots of different ways generally. Most of the time it's material-wise, financially, is usually what's up on the people's minds. But what we need to be most focused upon is prospering upon the Lord and His Word. Because He has benefits far beyond compare. He has benefits much greater than what the bank and the investors can give you. He gives you health, blessings, happiness, contentment, eternal life. He gives you all these things. Praise be unto the Lord God of heaven for that which He has done and that which He's doing today. Let us open our minds and our hearts and that which He's going to do tomorrow. Because I know that I've got a better place awaiting for me. So let's not let our gospel be hid, because we know where our help and our strength comes from. May God bless you is my prayer.
Bless you, sir.